$1,000 worth of Karuazawa whiskey that night. He could make mistakes. There was a Hudson newsstand, and Barry headed for the old South Asian man behind the counter. "Where are the buses?" he said. "Downstairs," the old man answered. "I am downstairs," the old Indian shrugged. He was watching Barry and his bleeding face with his hooded eyes as if he wanted in on his ruination. Barry hated him. He could hate him because his wife was Indian. "Do you have Watch Time magazine?"
"No."
"Watch Journal?"
"No."
"Anything about watches?"
"No."
There were no further interactions to be had here. He took another look around. The socialist Greyhound counter was still shuttered. Unfucking believable. There was a sign that read, 2 gates, 1 to 78, so maybe that's where the buses were. The escalator leading downstairs was broken, and yet another Indian wearing a Hudson news vest sat on the top steps, holding his head in his hands. He appeared to be weeping. One of Barry's top traders was a guy named Akash Singh, but he was a killer on the floor. He dragged his rollerboard down the broken escalator, worried about the watches inside. The automatic ones were safe within their Swiss cubic watch winders, but the manually wound ones should not be exposed to such shocks, especially the universal Geneve tri-compacts, which was from the early 1940s and in frail health. Barry normally couldn't go on a trip without at least 3 watches to keep him company. Each was an old and rare friend, but he would need no fewer than 6 timepieces to complete this journey. He picked up his luggage, but lifting it made him want to throw up. He sat down on one of the escalator steps and considered the crying Indian man sitting above him. He would get through this. He could get through anything after what he had been through this year. His wife didn't love him, didn't desire him, and although he wanted her, he wasn't sure he loved her either. He thought of that long-ago trip to Richmond, Virginia, to see his college girlfriend, Layla, and the wind in his hair as the bus whipped into the Lincoln Tunnel and then into New Jersey. Was the wind really in his hair? Did the bus windows open back then? Yes, they must have. Would they open now? Probably not. But he could imagine the wind in his hair, the little that was left, because, unlike what his wife had said, he had an imagination. He got up and, holding his rollerboard with the watches tight to his chest, walked down the remaining steps. It was not good here. It was not good at all. It smelled like someone had eaten a fish sandwich. There were people sitting on benches, sitting on their luggage, sitting on the brown linoleum floor. There were gates with numbers and destinations, like at an airport, and outside the gates, the buses all waited in the stink and gloom. That was the thing. You could go anywhere within our country. The open road. Barry had taken an Acela to Boston once on a dare with Joey Goldblatt of Icarus Capital Management. The train was faster and nicer, but this was the open road. And once you got on the open road, the whole country would rush out to say hello and refill your iced tea. You would become a traveler, and no one could tell you you had no imagination or no soul or whatever his wife had said to insult him in front of the Guatemalan writer and his Hong Kong doctor wife, whose apartment he had left in ignominy just a few hours ago in the whiskey heat of the night. To be demeaned in front of others, to be cut down in front of one's lessers. He had seen this before with his hedgy friends' wives, and it had always been the first step to divorce. In his field, pride was non-negotiable. Barry looked at the destinations. Washington Express, Cleveland Express, Casino Express, everything was an express. Then he found what he was looking for, a gate that read Richmond, Virginia. It was the only bus that was not an express. Fine. He would go to Richmond. In the last 2 months since his son's diagnosis, he had done some very hot and heavy Facebook snooping, and it turned out that Layla was in El Paso, Texas, of all places. But Richmond was a start. Richmond was about memories. Her parents might still be there. Wouldn't that be something if he just showed up